Texas, we need to talk. The environmental racism is thick and costing the lives of marginalized communities in your state. Slash our state, because I live in this state. I am sorry, my dear Texas, but you are up for elimination. Your two-grid power system has failed your citizens and your so-called political leaders, from Ted Cancun Cruz to Governor Greg Abbott, must now sashay away. To you, my dear listeners, I ask that you shantay and stay here with me as we discuss and debrief on how to save our life and legacy. Now, my dear listeners, you might be wondering, why are we talking about environmental racism? And what is environmental racism? Well, environmental racism is simply put as racism that occurs on a macro level, thus the environment. And unfortunately, with the Texas cold snap that occurred this previous week, that has affected many people in my state, as well as many of my friends living in the cities that were heavily affected, to the scorching hot heats of Arizona. Environmental racism is when there is a disparity between minority or marginalized communities, normally of color, compared to their counterparts that have more resources. Or more natural resources, in the case of Arizona, of communities having more trees, more shade, more rights to water. And thus, literally, communities that are marginalized are being affected by hotter heats, caused, of course, by global climate change and a bunch of other things. But specifically, I want to talk today about Texas, because it is the most recent thing. And unfortunately, there isn't a lot being done about it. And I want to use my platform and my voice as a queer person of color to further elaborate on such things. Now, it was not the wind turbines that failed us. It was our government. To deregulate the Texas grid and have it owned by ERCOT, we'll get into all of these issues later, this blame cannot be put on Miss Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. That is impossible. Nor can it be placed on the Green New Deal that has not happened, which Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has done more to the tune of $5 million and donated time, energy for the state of Texas than our own government has. My dear readers, I hope that wherever, whenever you're listening to me, you're staying warm. Please be careful out there. Any DIY heaters that you may embark on from this idea, using your own car to heat up the vicinity, I'm so sorry that the state of Texas has put you in this situation. And granted, yes, at the time of this recording, it is a little bit warmer, but still, it is a failure of the system of our elected officials. Now, let's start at the macro level. The power grid that is the state of Texas has, unfortunately, is deregulated. The Electric Council of Texas, ERCOT, is the main facilitator for 90% of Texans, compared to the other 10%, which is owned by others. That 10% would be the West, my part of Texas, El Paso, whoop, whoop, which is owned by El Paso Electric, which is owned by JP Morgan Chase, which is in a Vanguard account. Now, take, for example, my humble city, which has not been ravaged as badly by the winter storm. Granted, we still get cold in here, but we winterized our grid back in 2011. So, in theory, should such a cold snap pass through, we should be okay. However, the rest of Texas did not do that. And on top of that, they would rather have profits over the lives of their people. At the time of writing, 30 people have died due to the faulty power grid and freezing temperatures. Now, let us think of Europe, our northern country of Canada that borders us, and even the Arctics. One may see wind turbines, even in the Midwest. The reason why they can operate is because they are equipped for winter. Some are coated with carbon fibers. Some have an internal heat generator to assist the battery motor and even for the blades to prevent icing, making it less efficient to collect wind, quote, and produce electricity. Being in Texas, we are not known for freezing temperatures, but that is no excuse for our elected officials, the councils of Texas, and the lack of proactive infrastructure that should have been in place. Now, let's look at the macro level. The power grid that is the state of Texas, that the state of Texas has been split into two, is deregulated mainly on the east. The Electric Council of Texas, ERCOT, is the main facilitator for 90% of Texans, compared to the other 10%, which is the west, which is where my little humble city is, which has not been ravaged by the winter storms, thank God. But should it still fall below freezing temperatures, we should, in theory, still be up and running because we winterized our grid back in 2011. The rest of Texas did not do that. They would rather have profits over the lives of people. At the time of writing, 30 people have died due to faulty power grid and freezing temperatures. Now, if we think of Europe, Canada, even the Arctic, one may even see wind turbines in the Midwest. The reason why they can operate is because they are equipped for winter, something that the state of Texas obviously did not plan for. Some coated with carbon fibers, some with internal heat generators to assist battery motor and even blades to prevent the icing of them, making them less efficient producer in collecting wind. Being in Texas, honey, we are not known for freezing temperatures, but that is no excuse. Our elected officials, the Council of Texas, and the lack of proactive infrastructure that should have been in place. Now, environmental racism is defined as, it came about in the 1970s and 80s. The term is used to describe the environmental injustices that occur within racialized context, both in practice and in policy. Now, as a first world, it is a crime that we had to subjugate many individuals to suffer and even ultimately die. Dallas Cowboy owner Jerry Jones and the owner of Comstock Resources said it was like hitting the jackpot when the spike for gas occurred. He said, he's basically saying, money at the cost of Texans' lives. Now, environmental racism relates very well to this because it is normally marginalized communities being people of color or even queer individuals that have to suffer through this. And how is that? Why is that? Because of the fact that this is deregulated. Now, when it comes to deregulation, this is what caused the infamous California migration and Elon Musk coming to Texas because of this. The irony is that the electric man could not have seen that due to global climate change, that a cold snap of 30 years would ultimately bring the third largest user of gas in the world, followed by Russia and then the United States as a whole to its knees. And boy, did the state of Texas buckle. What needs to happen because of this injustice to these communities, both marginalized and not, is the re-regulation of the power grid of Texas. Just like in Arizona, many marginalized communities, normally people of color, but, you know, we still have many other counterparts they suffer from the heat because it might not have enough shade. It might not have access to as much water or whatever the case may be. Because of gerrymandering, because of these policies that ultimately hurt people of middle and lower class, that is where environmental racism comes in. Even environmental issues of global climate change affect people of color more, affect people of poverty lines normally more, whether or not they wish to acknowledge that. Now, enough of the abstract. Let's get into the actual meat of things that have occurred. It is very pathetic that Governor Greg Abbott has not sought to fix this, that he has only sent, to my knowledge, orders to prevent the shutdown of power or waiving of certain fees, not the releasement of these outrageous bills, some ranging as high as $20,000 for 4 days. $20,000. And that's if you're lucky that you even have power there. If you're not, well, you know, many of his political affiliates state that Texans would not want to be a part of the federally regulated power grid system that the rest of the United States of America is on because of the don't tread on Texas ideology. However, honey, Texas fell because of that. And not only did it fall, but it harmed so many individuals that may not even live in Texas. I'm talking about when Greg Abbott stopped gas to be sent into Mexico because, oh, this gas is, or this petroleum, these fossil fuels need to stay with us. That's kind of hard to do when all the tools needed are frozen over. So not only did he mess with Texas, he messed with Mexico as a whole, honey. On top of that, I am talking about the ERCOT members again because 5 do not even live in the state of Texas. Some live in California, some live in Maryland. It's very that. It's very many people are just taking advantage of this deregulation. I, however, must congratulate the mayor of San Antonio, Ron Nirenberg, for saying that ERCOT would have hell to pay if they did not fix this, which I agree. Even more so, it should be dissolved because of the fact of this oversight, lack of preparation, and overall egregious error that has occurred, followed by joining the federal electric grid system. Elon Musk may not be happy with it, but this is even more so where it becomes inequitable and environmentally racist and classist. Because it is not affordable for the middle to low class to have solar panels. Even my city of El Paso and its, quote, community solar panel program discriminates in a subtle way because you need to have a yearly subscription with this. Honey, I understand that a program needs to make money, but the sun is free. And eventually, the equity gain will be far more profitable than the first few years of activation. Assuming that by just a simple Google search on a Nerd Wallet article, the average cost of solar panels is $15,000. That is a lot of coin, especially for any first timers wishing to install them, unless they are a giant corporation. Not only that, but Texas, and more specifically El Paso, limits the amount of solar panels that one can install on their own rooftop, as well as a $30 installment fee when connected to the utility lines and a bunch of other more details that we won't get into because I unfortunately don't even have solar panels. Now, I'm, again, using myself in all of this example. So if you have a story about your own experience with electricity in Texas, environmental racism, whatever the case may be, tweet me at SlayJames2020. The irony in all of this is that solar panels actually work better in colder temperatures. Look at NASA, look at the space station, all equipped with solar panels. And, you know, they're in space where it is cold at the very least. Honey, oh my God. I honestly don't understand how people don't understand that the cold is actually great for solar panels. But regardless of that, compared to the underprepared system that we have, it brought all the machinery and the idea of gas and fossil fuels to a grinding halt. Now, before we move on, I would like to thank Anchor, of course, for sponsoring me. So here's a little ad break before we get into the finale of things. With that, my dear readers, if you live in Texas like me, it is time that we make this change. Unregulated economies, unregulated anything, really just means profit over people. Unless the unregulated institutions have clause to never do such a horrendous for-profit move, gouging prices at the cost of lives, or even a meter waiving fees in a crisis. There is no reason to stay in such a malicious economy. If we want to change, and we then need to raise our own voices and call for change in your own city and in our own state. Because yes, we as individuals can do change, but it is not enough. These institutions do not take responsibility, nor should it be the responsibility of us as a consumer to buy our own generator at another 10 grand if you're looking to power a small household. We have these officials in place, and for them to flee or to not assist, like the mayor of Colorado City, Texas, Tim Boyd, to say only the strong will survive and that we are owed nothing? No, sir. Texas, the state tax itself, even federal taxes, we pay these things for a reason. Thankfully, he resigned. However, that is still an atrocious crime. Lastly, what about the jobs of the refinery or coal or Texas Tea? Sweetie, these companies have made billions, if not trillions of dollars on making the world burn for their profit. We must call on the powers that be it a mayor, a governor, hell, even the CEO, to create educational programs and to fund these programs to create a more equitable job market, as well as a greener United States of America. And hopefully prevent even more destruction to occur, creating a horrendous hellscape and ultimately the 8th extinction. It's a heavy thing to do, our generation. And you, my dear listeners, if you're listening to me and planning now on taking action, it is a lot, but it is possible. And by having these greener jobs, making the refineries into solar panel factories or into things, not only do we give a living wage, but we also bring back so many lost ideas that is great for both parties and is a win-win overall. Of course, this is all in theory. I am just a master's student wanting to voice my own opinions and talk about our own knowledge. So with that, let's start concluding this episode. I thank you wherever you listen to me, my dear listeners, and I thank you for taking the time out of your day. Now, with all that loom, doom, and gloom, I want you to know this. First, take a deep breath. Tell yourself you can do this. That because of the fire in your heart, the breath that you breathe, the blood that courses through your veins, that you can do whatever it is that you need to do to make the world a better place, to make your world a better place, to make the world greener. Take another deep breath. It is our responsibility to elect officials that will be in our best interest. It is our responsibility to have our voices heard. That is our right. And that is, with this right, our responsibility. So I want you to take another deep breath and know that whatever you do to make the world a better place, it is not in vain. It is a blessing, really, to be able to do so many things. But by the same token, we must hold all these other institutions and individuals that are in power accountable for their actions.